you know, the scriptures are very clear on this matter, and the three scriptures that might suggest otherwise, we believe there's a clear argument to contradict those. I think that's 10 minutes.
Brother Dan Wessel.
Those were all so good. So good. Our topic for the next 9 minutes and 55 seconds is light. We hope to answer the following four questions at more or less a high level. What is light? What is the opposite of light? How are light and darkness used in the Bible? And why is it important to understand these polar opposites in the narrow way Jesus, the light of the world, has shown us to live? First, what is light? According to the Merriam-Webster dictionary, light is something that makes vision possible. That's a wonderful definition for physical beings that can see, as well as a wonderful analogy to the Bible. Visible light and the beautiful colors that are refracted from that light can only be appreciated by sentient beings. The Bible makes spiritual vision possible. The Bible opens the eyes of faith to the living and loving God of the Bible, the creator of the heavens and the earth. The Apostle Paul confirms this in Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Cambridge Dictionary's first definition of light is the brightness that comes from the sun, fire, and so forth, and from electrical devices, and that allows things to be seen. According to the Encyclopedia Britannica, light is electromagnetic radiation that can be detected by the human eye. Electromagnetic radiation occurs over an extremely wide range of wavelengths. Within that broad spectrum, the wavelengths visible to humans occupy a very narrow band. No single answer to the question, what is light, satisfies the many contexts in which light is experienced, explored, and exploited. Unquote. In comparison, the psalmist asked the question in Psalm 106:2, who can declare the mighty deeds of the Lord, or can show forth all his praises? There are seven types of electromagnetic radiation based on their wavelengths: radio waves, microwaves, infrared radiation, visible light, ultraviolet radiation, X-rays, and the smallest, gamma rays. Seven in Scripture, as we know, is the number for spiritual perfection or completeness. So, in addition, within the visible light band of electromagnetic radiation, white light is refracted into seven different colors, as seen through a prism or in a rainbow before or after rain. Seeing also that visible light is a small part of the spectrum of electromagnetic radiation, light beautifully pictures God revealing himself through the book of nature, through our planet Earth and the physical universe. As Ralph Waldo Emerson said after his own observations on life, all I have seen teaches me to trust the Creator for all I have not seen. What is the opposite of light? Darkness. The first definition of darkness in the Merriam-Webster dictionary states, devoid or partially devoid of light, not receiving, reflecting, transmitting, or radiating light, a dark room. The Cambridge Dictionary furnishes the definition, the fact of there being no light somewhere, and after the sun has gone down. Wikipedia goes into a bit more detail. Darkness, the polar opposite to brightness, is understood to be the condition of a very small amount or even an absence of visible light. Complete darkness is when the sun is more than 18 degrees below the horizon. In terms of physics, an object is said to be dark when it absorbs photons, causing it to appear dim compared to other objects. How are light and darkness used in the Bible? Light and darkness are shown to be polar opposites. They are used in contrast to one another, just as they are in nature. Light is used as a metaphor for God, our Father in heaven, for his Son, Jesus, for righteousness, for wisdom, understanding, for joy and uplifting hope, for the word of God in Psalm 119:105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Apostle John writes what he learned from Jesus, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. This is 1 John 1:5. Here we have the ultimate contrast between light and darkness. God is light. One of the characteristics of this light is shown to be God's love, as God is love. And this is in 1 John 4:8 and 16. Other characteristics of God's light are shown to be righteousness and truth, wisdom, understanding, loving kindness, compassion, and honesty. In him, there is no deception or wickedness. As Hebrews 6:18 says, it is impossible for God to lie. And James 1:13, God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. In Proverbs 4:18, the path or way of life of the righteous is like the light of dawn that shines brighter and brighter until the full day. Darkness, in contrast, is used as a metaphor for Satan, for the wicked, for depressed or sorrowful times, for deception, for gloom, for folly, for hatred, and for evil. In Proverbs 4:19, the way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. Solomon observes in Ecclesiastes 2:13 and 14 that wisdom excels folly as light excels darkness. The wise man's eyes are in his head, but the fool walks in darkness. In Isaiah 5:20, the prophet Isaiah proclaims, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness," deception. In 2 Samuel 22:29, David likens the Lord to a lamp. He says, "The Lord illumines my darkness." When David had his low points and was feeling depressed, the Lord was a light to his downcast heart. The Apostle John in 1 John 2, 9-11 writes that if we hate our brother, we're in darkness and not in the light, and the darkness has blinded our eyes. Why is it important to understand these polar opposites in the narrow way Jesus, the light of the world, has shown us to walk? First, it is important because we have chosen God. We believe him and love him and embrace the light and love in his word and the love he has shown us in giving his only begotten Son to die for us and the whole world of mankind. So we don't want to be in darkness or have darkness in us. We choose light and need to know what it is and what it is not. Second, it is important because if we're living the way of life Jesus lived, one of love for God, for our brothers and sisters in Christ, love for our enemies, self-denial, and embracing the truth and righteousness, then we will be in the light and not in darkness. On either side of the way, to the right and the left, are the shadows or darkness of the world in contrast to the light. Jesus says of those following him and seeking to live the same way of life in Matthew 5:14, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." Jesus' followers become lights themselves. Instead of casting a shadow, we dispel shadows by being a light in our thoughts, in our prayers, in our words, in our conduct toward others. Finally, it is important because we don't want to be gray. A mixture of light and darkness, as Brother Russ has been bringing out. In Revelation 3:15 and 16, part of the message to the church of Laodicea is that you were neither cold, refreshing, nor hot, but lukewarm, blah. So God spews that individual out of his mouth. God will no longer use that individual to speak his word of truth. When we're somewhere in the middle, we're gray. Instead of being zealous, we're ambivalent, losing the refreshing and healing power of the truth. Let us not lose our zeal, but let God's love and truth burn within us, full of faith, bright lights, a city set on a hill to brighten the hearts of those still looking for the truly good news of God's kingdom, and glorify our Father in heaven. Our next speaker is Brother Tim Thomason.
My subject is godliness. As ingredients,